I don't even want to talk about that jerk anymore. In fact, that's just his name from now on. The Jerk. I just can't believe I was so stupid. For months, I knew there was something going on. All his suspicious little behaviors, the way that he changed around me. But I let him gaslight me and just string me along all this time. And when I finally caught him red-handed, I wasn't even angry at him. I was more angry at myself for being so stupid. I didn't shout at him. I didn't even stick around for whatever bullshit explanation I'm sure he had prepared. I just grabbed my car keys and drove away, checked into the first fancy hotel I came across, and I called you. Thanks again for coming out, by the way. This was nice. It's just what I needed. I really didn't want to be alone tonight. You know what I mean. Just having dinner with a friend is so much better than moping by myself upstairs, channel surfing the hotel cable. So seriously, thank you for keeping me company. You've always been such a good friend. Now more than ever. Cheers. I just wish that he had... Nope. No, you're right. You're right, we should change the subject. Why should the jerk get to dominate our nice dinner? He already wasted 3 years of my life. He's not going to waste another second. Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do next. I appreciate your offer to stay in your spare room, but seriously, I'm fine for right now. Between my Patreon and my OnlyFans, I'm doing pretty well these days, and I can afford to stay here for a while until I can find a new place. I actually kind of like the idea. Nice hotel, excellent bar, my bed made every day, 24/7 room service doesn't sound so bad. So speaking of changing the subject, can I ask you a personal question? Cool. Do you promise not to get embarrassed? Okay, good. Because this is something I've wanted to know for quite a while. Okay, here goes. Exactly how long have you had a crush on me? Oh my god, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked you that while you were taking a sip of your wine. That was almost a classic spit take. I'm so sorry. I guess that did kind of come out of nowhere, huh? But did you think it was like a big secret you were keeping? Because I have to tell you, it's not. I've kind of known for a while. I know you tried to hide it, but a girl always knows. Hmm? Oh, just the way you look at me, the way you are around me. It's just a million little things that all add up. No, of course I'm not weirded out. It's really flattering. In fact, I used to think about teasing you from time to time. Things like just brushing your hand with mine or accidentally giving you a little glimpse of something I shouldn't. But since I was with the jerk, it really didn't seem fair to torture you like that. But now the jerk is history, and I'm glad it's out in the open and we can talk about it. Can I ask you something else? Do you ever fantasize about me? Goodness, there you go again. Your face just went beet red. I'm sorry. Take a sip of your water. There you go. No, it's totally okay. I want you to be honest. Please, please, please. I really want to know. I promise nothing you can say is gonna make me mad or make me think you're creepy. In fact, the only way I'm gonna get mad is if you don't tell me. So, spill. Really? That's the fantasy you think about most? Huh. Not at all what I expected. I don't know. I guess because you're a guy, and guys are usually pretty predictable in what they want, I figured it'd be like me giving you a blowjob or something. That's actually really surprising. I didn't expect it to be something quite so selfless, I guess. It's actually kind of hot that your fantasy is all about you making me feel good. Oh, and let me tell you something else about the jerk. He never did that for me once. Not once in the 3 years we were together. Said he thought it was gross. Can you fucking believe that? Ugh. 3 years. It's been so long. Okay, fuck it. Maybe I've had too much of this wine, but I don't care. I have an idea. Here, lean closer. When I said blowjob a minute ago, the lady at the next table gave me a look, so I'm gonna whisper this to you. How about we finish these drinks, and then I take you upstairs to my room, and we make out, and then I take off my panties, and I ask you very nicely if you would please, please, please eat my pretty little pussy. That's the fastest I've ever seen anyone finish a drink. Can I take that as a yes? Come on, let's get out of here. The elevators are right over there. Ah, it's so dark. Where's the... Ah, there it is, light switch. Now we can see. Well, here we are, alone at last. Well, come here. Well, what are you waiting for? I'm right here, your secret crush. Kiss me. Yeah. Give me your tongue. I want to suck it. Yeah. Kiss my neck. That's my kryptonite right there. Your hands need to get a little bit busier, mister. Reach down. Grab my ass. There you go. Fuck. Pull my dress up over my ass. Yeah. That's it. You feel that? You feel how smooth and soft my nice little ass is? Yeah, glide your hands all over it. I should warn you. I can be a little bit bossy sometimes when I really get worked up. You okay with that? You okay with me bossing you around a little? Telling you what to do? Good. Now, pull out that ottoman at the end of the bed and sit right there. I'm gonna climb up onto the bed and I want you to watch me. That's right. Sit right there. All you're gonna do right now is watch. You like this dress? I know I've caught you looking at me when I've worn it before. It's cute. But you know what? It looks even cuter when I hike it up like this so you can see my little black lacy panties. You like? Oh, your face. You're so adorable. Okay. I'm gonna show you just how I like to play with my pussy. Consider it a little tutorial. I'm just gonna slide my panties across like this so you can see my pretty pink little pussy. And I'm just gonna... here, suck on my finger and get it wet for me. Oh, that's it. Good boy. I'm just gonna use this wet little finger and use it to trace soft, slow circles around my clit. Do you see that? Do you see how wet I'm getting? how my little clit responds and throbs when I tease it? I hope you're paying attention. Fuck, I'm getting so wet. Here, taste that. Lick my finger. Do I taste good? I thought you'd like that. Okay. I'm done playing. Come here. Get on the bed. Climb on top of me and kiss me. Yeah. Take my dress off. Just pull it up over. There you go. Here. Let me get my bra for you. What do you think? Do they look like you imagined? Even better? Good. Well, what are you waiting for? Let's see what that tongue of yours can do. Tease my nipples for me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Just like that. Just suck on them. Such a good boy. Yeah. Yes. Nibble on them a little. I love that. Okay. Lower. Lots of little kisses on your way down. Take your time. I really want to enjoy this. It's been so long. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Lots of little kisses down my stomach. Fuck. Can you feel me quivering? I'm so turned on right now, I can't even think straight. Yeah. Kiss my hips. Slide my panties down. Past my knees. And my ankles. Good boy. Now, just gently ease my legs apart and kiss your way slowly. Slowly up my inner thigh. There you go. Just like that. Getting closer and closer. Oh, fuck. Do you see my cute little clit? Here, let me spread my lips open so you can get a good look. I want you to put a nice little kiss right on there. Yeah, right on my clit. Go on. Fuck, yeah. That's perfect. Now, just like you were doing with your tongue when we were making out, I want you to do the same with my pussy. Just work your tongue all over me. Pay special attention to the clit. Yeah. Make out with my pussy. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Just like that. Oh, God. Your tongue is amazing. Just like, exactly like that. Don't stop. Here, let me open it nice and wide for you. You see how when I spread my pussy with my fingers like this, it opens up like a pretty little flower? Oh, that's it. Get right in there. It's all yours. Push your tongue right inside me. Fuck my pussy. Yeah. Fuck. You're such a hard worker. I love it. So eager. Working so hard. So please me. You're such a good friend. Don't stop.
Don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. Yeah. That's it. Back to the clit. Nice wet circles around it with the tip of your tongue. Oh, fuck. That's gonna make me come. Promise me. Promise me you'll make me come. I want to hear you say it. Promise me you're gonna make me come. Oh, good boy. Back to work. Now, don't you fucking stop. Can you feel me shaking? I'm gonna come so fucking hard. So close. Don't move. Don't move. I wanna come right on your face. Oh, fuck. Fuck. But so close. So close. Don't stop. Right there. Right there. Fuck. Fuck. Shit. I can't stop coming. Fuck. How are you so good at that? I swear I've never come that hard in my life. You did such a good job. I'm a wreck. I can't even move. Come up here. Yeah. Kiss me. I taste good. Just give me a minute to compose myself. You really destroyed me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, listen. Don't go. I really don't want to be alone tonight. Will you stay with me? Please? Yeah, thank you. Come on, get your clothes off. Slip under the blankets with me. Ah, there we go. You feel so good. So nice and warm. Wrap your arms around me, okay? Hold me tight. So listen, I know I can be a little bossy, but when I'm in the right mood, I can be kinda submissive too. So how about in the morning, I do something for you? I really, really want to give you that blowjob. I mean, it's the least I can do after that. I can lay here on the bed, or get down on my knees at the edge of it, and look up at you with my big pretty eyes as I tease a nice big load of warm cum out of you. What do you think? Good. It sounds like a plan.